Injury report, yeah. We will have one player ruled out, and that'll be Harry Douglas. We'll have two players that will be listed as questionable, and that will be Devin Hester and Justin Blaylock. And the rest of them will all be listed that were on our injury report as probable.
Coach, I was just going over some numbers again. What's Roddy's? He's like 16 or 31 on his targets. He's usually an 80%. What have y'all seen?
We had one game where he was targeted, I believe, 14 times, uh-huh. and was only had a completion 4. So the one game really skewed it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I think Roddy, if you take that one game out, would be right about on his normal target-to-catch ratio.
And can you talk about the Bears' linebacker crew? We talked about the line and the corners a lot this week, secondary, but not the linebacker crew.
Yeah, I think it's a good crew. They've not practiced much in practice. I'm interested to see what their injury report says. But Lance Briggs has been doing it a long time. He's a very physical linebacker. DJ Williams has been doing it a long time, and he can run. Those two guys have a lot of games underneath their belt, and they're hit-and-run linebackers. So it'll be interesting to see where they are in terms of their injury report, because I believe on Wednesday they had four of them that didn't practice. I think Bostic was out with a back as well. So, but it's a good solid group.
How much did Devin do today?
Was limited participation today, and again, like I said, he will be listed as questionable along with JB. So we like the progress that we've made through the week with all our injured players. I think they've done a very good job in getting ready to play in the ball game.
Can you talk about the breast cancer awareness game you all hosting?
Yeah, this is our opportunity to host it. It happens all through the month of October. This will be the one game that we'll have, and as we all know, breast cancer is something that affects probably everybody's family. We all have somebody either in our family or we know somebody that has breast cancer. I know on our coaching staff, it's affected us very closely. It's affected my family very closely. I think it's very good for us to wear the colors and support breast cancer awareness for everybody.
A little extra special for Brian Cox. You know, he was open and shared his story.
Yes, and again, you know, if guys are wanting to share their story, I think it's very special. I think it'll be very special for Brian and his wife. And like I said, there's other people in this organization that it's touched as well. And hopefully it's something that in time we can eradicate, figure out a cure, let the doctors and scientists figure that out.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.